Hello.
Hello, thank you for calling Department of Veteran Affairs, CHAMP-VA program. Tamika speaking, how can I assist you?
Hello, this is the case in the medical center. How may I help you?
Hi, yes, my name is Tamika and I'm calling from Department of Veteran Affairs, CHAMP-VA program, returning a call.
Yes. Yeah, good morning. My name is Tony. It's T-O-N-Y, last name initial S as a Sam. And thank you so much for calling us back. Actually, I do have one patient, and for that patient, I have a particular procedure code. I just want to check that prior authorization does record or not for that code. So can you please look into that?
Yes. May I have the first initial of your last name?
My name is Tony. It's spelled like T-O-N-Y with the last name initial S as a Sam. Okay.
And may I have a good callback number for you? May I have a callback number for you?
Yeah. Just a moment, okay? Yeah, the patient, you do want patient ID?
I would like a good callback number, just in case the call get disconnected.
816-425-2073, and it's a direct line. There is no extensions, okay?
Okay. There is a survey. Would you like to provide an email address?
Yes, what are you asking?
There is a survey. Would you like to provide an email address?
No, we don't have email address.
Okay, there is a brief phone survey at the end of this call. May I have your tax ID number?
440-665-664.
And may I have the member's social or ID number?
Yes, sorry?
May I have the member's social or ID number?
Yes, member ID number is 511-609-509.
And may I have the member's first and last name?
Yes, member's first name, member's name. Do you want me to spell? Okay, so member's last name is spelled like F as a Foxtrot, I as a India, T as a Tango, Z as a Zulu, J as a Juliet, E as a Echo, R as in Robert, A as an Apple, L as a Lima, D as a Delta, with the first name Catherine, K Kilo, A Alpha, T Tango, H Hotel, R Romeo, Y Yankee, and Nancy.
Okay, thank you for that. I do have the member as eligible and active. CHAMP-VA is secondary to Medicare A and B. And the member has been with CHAMP-VA since 7/30 of 2012 and will term on, August 14th of 2075. Since CHAMP-VA is secondary, CHAMP-VA will pay 100% of the allowable amount and of the patient responsibility, whichever is less, to include a deductible, copay, or coinsurance.
Okay, perfect.
And you stated you would call it in regarding a claim,
authorization, yes. Can you please verify patient's effective date of the plan?
The effective date is 7/30 of 2012 and would term on 8/14 of 2075.
8/14
of 2070.
Okay, 2075.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, shall we go with the procedure code?
Yes, I'm ready for the procedure code.
Yeah, I have a 73720.
Okay, 73720, one moment.
Yes. I want to know that a prior authorization does require or not for that code. Also, I want to know about in-network outpatient copay amount for this procedure code.
Okay, one moment. Okay. This code is billable, but there are some exclusions, and the exclusions are MRI, MRA, and MRS are unproven indications. MRI for diagnosis of suspicious breast lesions to avoid biopsy. MRI to evaluate response to chemotherapy for breast cancer. Or MRI in different breasts for solid lesions. MRI as a routine screening for women not at high genetic risk of developing breast cancer. MRI to assist breast implant or to confirm implant rupture. Ultrasound with MRI guidance in the treatment of, I don't know if this, I'm going to spell it, L-E-I-O-M-Y-O-M-A-T-A is unproven. And computer aid detection with breast MRI. All of those are not billable services. So okay. If...
So basically this code will cover, right?
Yes, long as it's not billed with any of those services that I just provided. Those are unbillable services.
Okay, perfect. I got it. Mm-hmm. And what is the copay amount for in-network outpatient hospital services for this particular procedure code?
CHAMP-VA is an open access, so the member can go in-network and out-of-network. And by CHAMP-VA being secondary to Medicaid A and B, CHAMP-VA would cover 100% of the allowable amount of patient responsibility left by the primary insurance to include a deductible copay or coinsurance.
Okay, perfect. So it will make patient irresponsible for any kind of payment, right?
True.
Okay, perfect. Can you please spell your name for me?
My name is T-A-M-I-K-A.
It's T-A-M-I-K-A, Tamika, with the
correct
last name initial.
S is in Sam.
Okay, Tamika, thank you so much. And please provide me the call reference number.
The call reference number would be 25-Oscar-Charlie-Charlie-Foxtrot-Mike-57-20551741.
Okay, it's 25-Oscar-Charlie-Charlie-Foxtrot-Mike-57- 20551741. Correct, Tamika?
Correct.
Thank you so much for your help.
You're more than welcome. If there's nothing else I can assist you with, thank you for calling. There is a brief phone survey at the end of this call if you could take that for me. And if you liked my service today, can you press 1 on the survey? And you have a good rest of your day.
You too. Have a wonderful weekend.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your call today. Please answer.